good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shar, talk on a Tuesday morning. And Alan, the situation in Baltimore, obviously severe. Maryland's governor has now activated the National Guard, and the city of Baltimore announced a curfew after a day that began with the funeral of Freddie Gray, the nation's latest symbol of police brutality. Reading from the Times, ended with rioting and at least 15 police officers injured. We even had a Major League Baseball game postponed.
Well, look, David, we have seen this before. The older you are, you realize that this comes cyclically as the anger mounts over injustice. You're going to get this kind of thing. However, I have to say that there's no justifiable reason for it. When people start taking advantage of, you know, a political issue and robbing liquor stores and busting in windows at television stores, it really does call for a very firm response by government. You can't let people be at danger. You can't let people have rocks thrown at their heads, and we are paying a severe debt for the racism that exists and has long existed in this country. We're talking about the products of slavery and all the rest. So you get two things here. In the short run, you really do have to say, no, you may not. And if you do, you're going to go to jail or we're going to put a stop to it. In the long run, there are major societal problems, including policing problems, which need to be corrected. When that guy got into that car and comes out basically a vegetable or dead, you have to say something went wrong. And the fact that six police officers are suspended shows you that even the police force knows that.
And with a just confirmed new attorney general, Loretta Lynch, quite a challenge ahead.
Yeah. Loretta Lynch, of course, is an incredible mind and has been long respected by so many people, but is also a woman and is also of color. Indicates that we probably have the right person in the job at the right time for all kinds of symbolic as well as reasons that are reflective of her own intelligence and the ability to lead.
To New York, Alan, where I see our own Karen DeWitt reporting Democrats in the state Senate attempting to close a loophole in the state's campaign finance laws, while a new poll finds New Yorkers want lawmakers to take more steps to quell corruption.
Well, look, there is a reason people steal or get corrupt, and that is because they think they can. One wonders whether when they catch one of these guys, this is something that they've been doing for a long, long time. I mean, does it really start with that one incident that leads to their downfall? Or do they think they're, as we say, bulletproof in that they're not ever going to be subjected to the same kind of law that everybody else is? I've often wondered about this. You know, David, you drive down the street, and if you drive too fast, you're going to get stopped, and you're going to pay the penalty. So is there sort of a middle-class system in which middle-class drivers and others get held responsible for their actions, while those people who are doing really bad things don't? And that includes politicians, and it includes street thugs.
Is term limits a possible answer? Chris Gibson, suggesting he might possibly run for governor of New York at some point, says that's a good way to democratize the legislature.
Well, I have long been for term limits. I think what happens is that if you get people who are in office too long, they get a comfortableness about people coming to them because they need them, because they need something. And I think that the concept of a term limit there is a good way to prevent abuse. You know, David, when you look at the legislature, you look at the governor's job, you look at the president's job, these are incredibly powerful people, and they have something to sell. And the good ones eschew it, but sometimes even the good ones keep their leaders in because they want to get ahead. And that is where it all goes wrong. So term limits are not a great idea, as political scientists will tell you, because people should have a right to vote for who they want to. But I'm telling you that it's a good idea to have term limits because things have gone too far, and the only way to keep it going is to keep it fluid.